Medford, Freeform Radio here at Tufts University. How you doing? Today is Saturday, April 15th. It's tax day. So if you didn't do it, you're kind of too late. I am Mike on the mic, and I am here with you today till 11 a.m., and I got a bunch of stuff going on today for sure. We have a full house today. I'm expecting my co-hosts Ian James and Andrew Marks to show up here ASAP, though we had a little bit of traffic, I guess, on Route 93. You know how that is. And also, in the 10 o'clock hour, very excited to help to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Record Store Day. We're going to welcome Phil Wilcox, who is a music and literary guide at Jamaica Plain's own Trace Gatos. You can find him at tracegatosjp.com. We're going to talk about the incredible music that'll be available as we celebrate that 10th anniversary. And that Record Store Day is a week from today, the 22nd. Of April. So, like I said, lots of stuff going on today. Can't wait for those guys to get here. And until they do, I'm going to start you off with some new noise, like I always do. Today, I have something new I do from Paul Weller, who we all know very well. And this is brand new from him, and it's called Nova. Brand new here at WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks for joining today.
Mind is a running stream. do my homework anymore. I can't do my homework anymore.
line.
Here it comes.
Thank you.
you what you're running from. And they got you on the run. So Friday night, Holy Ghost, take me to your level. Show me the one I need the most. I need the most. I wish I knew you when I was young. I could have got so high. Now we're here.
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, everybody. It's Mike on the mic, 921 on Saturday morning. Looks kind of springy out there. I think it's all due to me because I brought it back from Florida. What do you think, Chris and Andrew?
Yes, you did.
That's the right answer.
Very nice.
That's the right answer. All right, glad you guys are here.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome. A little bit of traffic on 93 today,
A little bit of car fire.
Yeah, where are you from?
I'm from Chelmsford, Mass, about 30 miles north of here.
Okay.
You know, so not too far from the car. Yeah.
And you're not too far from him, are you?
No. A couple exits up the road, yeah.
Lucky him.
Mm-hmm. So tell us who you are. What do you do?
I don't know. Who are we?
Well, we are Christian and Mark. We're also Ian James and Andrew Marks.
Huh?
We're also Shades of Mood, Wrong Path. What's in the fridge? We all have all kinds of
aliases.
Names. All sorts of aliases.
Yeah. Wow! And what do you do with all those aliases?
I don't know. What do we do with them?
Well, the different aliases they come into play in the different formats, I guess, that we're involved in music. So
yeah,
I write under the name Ian James as a music artist.
Yeah,
and we also do a radio show together called The Cosmic Corner on MarkSkinRadio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so we use Christian and Mark
on the show. On the Cosmic Corner.
It's all just different layers to separate all the different projects that we're involved with.
Look at the look he's giving.
And it's...
my head is spinning.
It's a layer of security, but today...
A layer of security?
It is.
From what?
It's just protection of privacy in case we get really famous and all that. We want to stay grounded with our real names and our families back home, but... Out in the public, it's Ian James and Andrew Marks.
All right. So what the hell is Mark Skin Radio anyway?
You know,
what is it?
Everyone is dying to find out what Mark Skin Radio is.
It's freeform, big time.
You mentioned MarkSkinRadio.com. People
That's
just
right.
go there and they can listen?
You can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It's true.
It's some great DJs on there.
And how often?
Freeform.
How often do you guys get on those airwaves?
We don't have a regular show.
I'm not surprised with all the aliases you're trying to hide out.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah.
We try to have a special show on there at least once or twice a month.
Or twice.
Twice a month.
It's moist.
Yeah.
Billy.
It's sticky.
Okay. All right. All right. That's excellent. So you brought a bunch of stuff to play. You burned a CD. And I suppose it's kind of a conglomeration of a bunch of the stuff that you've been sort of trying to tell us about you that confused us all.
Yeah, it's a musical history of us. We've been together in some capacity doing music since 1991. And that's my very first band was What's in the Fridge with Mark and our friend Joe Riot.
That's a great name.
It was a great band, too.
It was a great band. It
really was. We did, three albums?
Three albums with that band. And
a lot of shows, a lot of...
Wow.
Yeah, it was. We got a lot of feedback.
I mean, from a marketing perspective, I mean, I'd just say for me, every day driving home from work, I think, What's in the Fridge?
Yes, yes. Interesting, it was a Jeopardy category last year, and I almost lost my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
They owe us money.
Yeah. I think they do, a large sum of money.
Yeah.
That's for sure. All right. Yeah. Well, why don't we play this disc that you brought?
Yeah, it starts off, we brought a Depeche Mode song here.
Okay.
Something new from the Spirit album, just to... alert your social awareness into the current
this lovely world we're living in.
Yes.
All right, and we'll just tell these guys a secret. We don't know what else is on this CD.
We don't. Well, we know.
Oh, we don't know the order.
We don't know the order. We do know the artist. It's mainly us.
Except for you're not Depeche Mode, are you?
We're not. Yeah. Not anymore. We attempted it and they threw us out.
We got What's in the Fridge on there.
We got some What's in the Fridge, some Chanticleer.
Some good stuff.
All right, we'll play this through. And we'll talk about them all afterwards. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Sounds good.
All right, hopefully when I push this little red button, something's going to happen.
I hope so, too.
All right. This is WMFO in Medford.
There's a lynching in the square. To be there, we're setting up the trust. Once there were solutions, now we have no excuses. They got lost in confusion, so we're preparing the nooses. And we had so much time. How could we commit the worst crime? Blame misinformation. Hesitation, uneducated readers, for whatever reason, we now find ourselves in this. We are all charged with treason. There is no one left to hiss. Step up to the gallows and accept your sentence for being so shallow. You must pay your penance. And all we
easy on my ears, will you?
WMFO right here in Medford. You can hear the old air conditioner behind us. That's pretty cool, I would have to say. Mike on the mic here. I already told you the time, didn't I? It's 9:43. If you didn't hear me before, you heard me this time. How you doing?
Bubble.
Did you?
No.
All right, so we have people in here like sharing microphones.
Yep.
And this is a full house. Let me tell you what we played in that last set. And Ian and Andrew, I'm doing air quotes.
Yes.
You can tell me a little about each one of those. We told you we were going to start the set with Depeche Mode from the Spirit album, The Worst Crime. And that one, not too much to say about that. We know that, but anything you want to talk about with that one? Or?
No, it's just, it's funny. It's a perfect album for the current climate we're in right now. And, you know, the album title is Spirit, but some of the best songs are like Where's the Revolution and Worst Crime and Scum.
What could you be referring to?
Yeah. It's open to interpretation.
It's coming.
Freaking idea.
No. It's coming. The end is coming.
All right, so that was the Depeche Mode guys. And then we had Chanticleer, which we played last time you came in, Ian.
Yes.
That was from 2015's Old Glories and War Stories. That was Worst Friend.
That's excellent. Right.
Excellent. Same kind of... Worst Friend.
He was our singer slash guitarist.
Well, that singer there was Joey Riot and Chanticleer, and his band is still out there on the scene today. They got a lot of shows lined up in the area the next couple of months, and they're working on new music. But I had the privilege of being in that band for a couple of years with Joe and added the bass lines to that track. And we ultimately put that album out on our record label, Blue FX Records.
Okay, and it's still available. And the next two are Ian James, and that would be you.
That's correct.
All right, so the first one we did is from, actually, they're both from the CD called Chapters. The first is A Hero's Gamble.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Instrumental track. Now, both those songs from the album Chapters, that was written and recorded entirely in the month of February as part of the RPM Challenge, which is a global songwriters challenge where... you're tasked with writing and, not so much writing, but recording an album throughout the month of February. And we take it another step and try doing the writing as well. And it's with that time restraint, not all the songs have lyrics, so there's a lot of instrumental work on that project. But that was the two of us basically coming together.
Some of them came up just
on the fly.
Right on the spot. Yeah. Like Goodbye Carlos.
Yeah.
That literally was just...
It was good. Yeah, so Goodbye Carlos was the next.
That's the next one. Yeah.
Next song, and basically we were looking around the studio for all the instruments we had. We wanted to try to use everything in our arsenal on the recording, and pulled out an old acoustic guitar, tuned it up, just kind of thumbed through the notes, and the next thing you know, that song was like done in
and
a half hour.
Born, yeah.
Is there a Carlos that you're talking about, or just was?
That's, you don't know any Carloses.
It's a figurative term for the current deportation crisis or breaking up families in this country.
That's just great.
You put up that wall.
Well, no, and it's the very last line is, it's this is not the end. So to the people living in fear right now in this current situation, hopefully this is a short-term thing that we're not going to go in and break up families on the regular going forward. But it's just a statement. This whole album, Chapters, is really a political statement. And it's something that I never really got into in terms of writing as a music artist, being very political in our songs. But I felt kind of forced.
There's plenty to say.
What are you going
to
do these days? You know, I mean, music has always been a protest vehicle.
It has, but I also understand the responsibility of an artist that there's two sides to that coin, and you don't want to be... cutting your audience potentially in half. But in this case, I really don't care. If you follow that other side, don't follow me. You have nothing to do with my ideals.
And I think there might be, well, this is very hopeful, but hopefully there's a shift in that 50-50.
I hope so,
coming up once, you know.
I have a question about Carlos.
Yes.
Oh, hi, other Chris. How are you doing?
Now, is Carlos related to Chris or Mark? Or is that more Ian or... Andrew, or...
He's confusing us again.
I got lost. I was listening on my way in, and I'm confused now. What's real and what isn't?
That would be more Ian, I would think.
And you're right. What's that's real Ian. And what isn't is a perfect example or an analogy of what we're living in right now. What's real and what isn't. So there you go. And Carlos is... hopefully your neighbor or your friend or somebody you worked with and that you're looking after as a human and saying, you know, we really don't want to do this to you, and there's a government that's forcing it on you.
Yeah. Okay. And the next track was by another band, What's in the Fridge?
What's in the Fridge?
What's in the Fridge?
That recording, that's Mark and I. Andrew was on drums in that band. I was on bass. And again, that was with Joe from Chanticleer. And that was from 1993, 94 was the recording.
That's a good album.
That was our last album together. Yeah.
And that was called Happiness.
Happiness.
And then we finished up with, I think, did I do this right? I think the artist was Wrong Path.
That's right.
You better get it right. Wrong Path.
Oh. And the track was Meth Itch.
Meth Itch, yes.
That's
Do you really have to tell us what that's about?
Again,
because we all know. We've all had that.
You gotta scratch it.
There is a video.
There is a video for it. That's our actually big hit from that album.
Yeah, the video pretty much says it all.
I don't want to speak for Andrew, but Wrong Path is his project.
Okay.
And
figures.
He brought it. Yeah. He had an album in the bank that he brought over, and I ended up mixing with him and mastering at our studio and putting it out on Blue FX. And then we get together to write more on this
fall.
Now we
have two albums
and
of
so,
Wrong Path.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and we got another one.
We're in the works working on another one now, but it's mainly instrumental soundtrack type of
very cool
stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so let me just introduce the two other guys that came in here. Chris Johnson, how are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Good, good.
Mr. Mike.
I'm glad you're here. And you are the owner and, chief DJ over at Markskin Radio, who we talked about before.
And what the hell is that?
We already been through this. This is old already.
Owner would be a strong term. I'm more like the chief cat herder.
speaking of cats, see what I did
there? Oh, wow. That's good. Slick. Good segue.
Tres Gatos is your deal, and that's a store, a record store, and a restaurant in JP.
And a bar and a music venue.
This is Phil Wilcox.
How's it going, everybody?
And you're here because we're going to be celebrating 10 years of Record Store Day next week, Saturday. And we're going to talk more about that, and you brought a bunch of music to play, and it's just going to be great.
It's going to be great.
I don't think anybody should go in. I mean, we're not going anywhere, so they certainly shouldn't. All right, let me play some new stuff to get us to the top of the hour. I have a new track from the Royal Blood Band. Turn it up. This is loud and raucous and great. This is WMFO in Medford. This one called Lights Out.
Every time I'm with it. We'll be right back.
darling, a whistle blow. She told me I've been missing you. He said leave out, no, she says stay. She kissed my lips and quickly ran away. Lost some buns to my overcoat. Pull your knife away from my throat. She said, smoke your cigarette, I hope you choke. Kiss my lips and quickly ran away.
Medford, it's 10 a.m. All right, it's almost 10 a.m. But anyway, that's a good legal ID there from me. And who am I? I'm Mike on the mic here for another hour here at WMFO. And at 11, Something About the Women comes in. If you haven't heard that show, it's a great take for a Saturday. 2 hours, any genre, all women artists. So stick great around show. At 11. It's a great show. Yeah, I'm not sure which lovely lady's here today, but we'll all find out together.
Nice.
Aww,
how's that? And that nice? All these other voices, you have Phil. Hello, Phil.
Hello.
You have Chris.
Hello.
You have air quotes, Ian.
Hello.
You have air quotes. Hello. Air quotes, Andrew, yes. And we're all here. That was a really, quick two-song set. Brand new, Noise, from Royal Blood. Brand new single from their new record that's called Lights Out. And then a request from you, Ian. That was The Weeks from the Comeback Cadillac CD. That was Buttons. That was great.
That was
yeah, check those
really
guys
good.
Out.
I don't know anything about that.
Check
there's
them
so
out.
Much music out there.
See,
why
the
can't I know
you
it all?
Know.
Yeah.
I want to know it all. All right. So
patience.
10 a.m. here. I want to... really happy to talk about Record Store Day. I mean, it's been going on for 10 years, and I've never gone to one.
It's good to still see
because I'm a
it.
Schmuck.
Well, no.
But I just haven't. And Phil Wilcox, hello, Phil.
Hello.
You are the music and literary guide.
That's on the business.